Deranged knife-wielding man accused of stalking an NYC freed without bail. By Amy Furr on July 16, 2023. A knife-wielding man accused of stalking musicians in New York City's Times Square was given supervised release Thursday. Prosecutors in the case recommended the so-called deranged individual identified as 22-year-old Deacon Messiah be released, the New York Post reported. Officials charged him with menacing, harassment, and criminal possession of a weapon. Those charges are not eligible for a bail, the outlet noted. An image shows the suspect, wearing a red t-shirt and medical mask around his chin, during an appearance in court. The judge granted the release but stated the highest level of monitoring is appropriate, regarding the individual. When the initial incident happened Wednesday, a photographer took a picture of the suspect holding a knife while standing right behind performers during the Crossroads of the World event. The image shows the suspect holding the knife in one hand while keeping the other on a performer's shoulder. It is important to note that in August, New York Democrats secured legislation making Times Square a gun-free zone, Breitbart News reported. The NYC Gov website makes clear that the gun-free policy taking effect in Times Square applies to licensed concealed carry permit holders too, the outlet said. According to the Post, photographer Richard Moore said he noticed the suspect standing on a bench while flashing the weapon and screaming on Broadway that morning. When the suspect approached the performer, Moore told the outlet, "I thought, oh, this isn't very good." Although Messiah eventually went back to the bench, Moore felt he should call 911, and officers arrived at the scene 12 minutes later. Messiah has no criminal history in New York, but is on probation for a sex offender case in Georgia, the report said. In April, Breitbart News reported that New York City District Attorney Alvin Bragg, D., has a record of dropping felony charges, decreasing felony convictions, downgrading felonies to misdemeanors, and not requesting bail for those accused of committing felonies. Though the establishment media has sought to distance Bragg from billionaire George Soros, the far-left prosecutor enjoyed major support from the Color of Change PAC in his 2021 bid. Soros gave the PAC some $1 million at the time and Soros's relatives donated directly to Bragg. After taking office in early 2022, Bragg has since helped weigh the city's justice system overwhelmingly toward suspects over victims and law enforcement, the article said.